Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Yeah, 5 years ago, the CSO said there were 183,000 homes lying vacant across the country. Up-to-date figures are not yet available, but in the middle of a chronic housing crisis, the number of vacancies shocks and angers those trying to buy a home. So, can a more proactive approach be taken by the government and the county councils to bring at least some of these properties back into the housing stock? Why does it take so long? And if a vacant home becomes derelict, who is held responsible? Well, I'm joined now by Tom Gilligan, who's Director of Services at Mayo County Council and founder of the vacanthomes.ie website, and also by Frank O'Connor, who's a systems designer at Anish, an international consultancy, and who went and who, along with his partner Jude Sherry, have been photographing derelict properties in Cork for the past year. And thank you for joining us this afternoon. Tom, I might start with yourself, and you might tell us why you decided to set up the vacanthomes.ie website, and what impact has it had on bringing vacant properties back into the housing stock?
Hi, Sarah. I set up the vacant homes website. It was basically back in 2017, and it coordinated primarily, I suppose, with the whole idea of the Rebuilding Ireland Action Plan on housing and homelessness, which identified a number of key pillars, one of which was the whole idea of utilising existing stock. So you're right, the census 2016 identified in excess of 183,000 vacant homes, and that didn't include holiday homes at the time. So to me, it seemed a very obvious solution to try and help solve some of the housing crisis that we have at the moment in relation to providing homes for people with the housing need. So the idea really came upon myself really primarily from looking at what we needed to do. And being a local authority, we're very much focused on communities and local communities. And we're really here at the sort of the coalface of trying to solve problems. So it was basically, it works on the idea of crowdsourcing. So we're asking people to contact the Vacant Homes Study web portal. And if they can find a house apartment that they believe to be vacant, to fill in the form with as many details as they have, and also in relation to if they have a picture of it, and also to insert as much details that we can follow up to try and get in contact with the vacant homeowner. And I can guarantee you that, you know, in relation to the 183,000 vacant homes, that every vacant home is a very complex issue. Mm. Every vacant home is unique. It will all have its own. It will have its own individual story as to why that property is vacant and what needs to be done in order to bring it back into use.
And what tend to be the barriers, Tom, in your experience thus far in bringing a vacant home back into use? Because I think a lot of people have had the experience of seeing, you know, derelict properties boarded up, some, and often in the middle of city centres, where you'll see homeless people sitting on the street, you know, not far away, and wonder why can't those two things be matched up, and why can't we use these properties to help solve the housing crisis?
Yeah, well, there are a number of reasons for vacancy, and they may include such things as there could be financial distress on part of the homeowner. There might be the whole area of lack of available finance to owners to upgrade their property. Properties where the owner has died and the estate is awaiting legal resolution could be an issue. There could be disputes over the title. There could be areas, too, I suppose, where buildings have been built where there's no obvious demand for housing, and there is also things in relation to lack of motivation by the owners, and some owners, particularly I suppose accidental landlords per se, but they might have a fear of renting and becoming a landlord with associated tax implications around that. So you know, there are so many reasons as to why a property is vacant, and there also might be a lack of, you know, in relation to difficulty arranging renovations for the property as well.
So what can be done then, do you think? Because it feels like we've been talking about this, it doesn't feel like, we have been talking about this for years now throughout the last decade as the housing crisis has worsened. There's been a lot of conversation about these vacant properties and what can be done to bring them back into the housing stock. What do you think needs to be done to speed up that process?
I think there needs to be, we need to be much more radical and innovative in our approach. And for example, in relation to areas where there is, particularly where there is a housing need, and if there are vacant homes, we need to look at things in relation to the idea around a vacant home tax, in relation to introducing that, in order to probably encourage vacant home owners to try and bring their property back into use. There's an element here of adopting a sort of a stick and a carrot approach, whereby in some cases, all right, a tax might be the best option available. But in some cases, there may be some financial assistance to the vacant homeowner if they're having problems in relation to around financing, that we can do with, look at that. But I do think we need to be much more proactive in this whole space going forward, Sarah.
It's an issue
that's coming up more and more.
It absolutely is, yeah. There was a vacant site levy scheme introduced in 2017, which grants local authorities the power to fine owners of vacant land 7% of the property's value. But I believe last year councils only collected a very, very small percentage of what they were owed.
That's right. There was a pushback in relation to that scheme, and also trying to get properties registered as well. And there was owners disputing that those properties should be included in the register. So it is fraught with difficulty. There's no doubt about it, and it is a very complex area. Okay. But we still have to try and do what we can. We're in the middle of a housing crisis, in particularly around things such as COVID as well. We have a responsibility, I think, to bring as many vacant homes back into use as possible. I mean, they're doing it in other countries. This isn't just unique to Ireland. This is a global pandemic from a housing point of view, and we need to be very proactive and, I believe, more innovative and radical in how we're doing things.
Okay, Tom, stay with us if you don't mind. I mentioned we're also joined by Frank O'Connor, who, along with his partner Jude Sherry, have been photographing derelict properties in Cork over the past year. Some of those properties that I mentioned, Frank, that people would have been walking past and wondering, why are they sitting there? Why are they derelict? And you've been posting those photos on Twitter. You started on June 24th, 2020. We're almost exactly 1 year on. How many properties have you photographed, and what sort of reaction have you been getting?
Great, sir. Yeah, so far we're up to over 400 properties that have been shared over the last 12 months. We started, like you say, last June. It was very much about kicking off a conversation, because I'm coming very much from a livability perspective and from a material resource perspective. So we kind of moved back to Ireland late 2018, and we started basically walking sustainability projects all over the world, and we're kind of interested in the idea of creating livable cities. So we were struck with the beauty and friendliness of Cork, but also struck by the dereliction, decaying heritage, homeless, and the housing crisis. So we started to do the research for 18 months, started sharing it last June, and it was very much about getting conversations. And the feedback has been really, really positive. In fact, it's, I suppose, grown a much bigger community than we expected at this stage. So what we're doing is we're shining a light by doing the trade every day. So we call it a daily dose of dereliction. With that, then we challenge the way things are, and then we look at the potential. So what we're coming from is very much the idea that everyone should have a home, everyone should have somewhere to play, and everyone should have access to meaningful work. And when you have a situation where you have such a high level of dereliction and vacancy, you know, in a city like Cork and right across Ireland as well, then you're obviously going to create a lot of trauma for future generations. If people haven't got a secure home, yet they see this vacancy and dereliction every day, then obviously that's obviously a huge challenge for everyone. So for us, it is complex in terms of challenges, but this is very much about starting the conversation. And to support that, what we've done is my partner, Jude, has looked at the properties, the first 340 properties in the trade, and done a very detailed data analysis, because obviously we're coming from very much from a research perspective. So we've looked at the data behind the first 340 properties in the trade. And from that, we started debunking a lot of myths around dereliction. Because what we were finding is the conversations have been really interesting. We got some amazing contributions. And we're finding, not just from the social media, but also from out and about, people come up chatting to us and they start sharing their stories about the impact it has on their mental health, or their well-being, living next door to derelict site. Maybe their stories about their children struggling to get on the property ladder. So we're getting some great feedback. But also we're getting a lot of people saying, look, this is not possible. You've got to accept that it's not possible. We can't change these things. Now, we've come from living away for decades abroad in other countries where they've tackled dereliction and vacancy to a much, much better level.
Yeah.
So what we said...
When you say that your partner Jude looked at the details of the properties, and in 340 of them, she examined the publicly available data and found that many already had planning permission.
Well, that's it, yeah. So that was one of the things we looked at, because basically... a lot of people said, oh, nothing can be done without new legislation, but there's already a lot of existing measures in place. So one of the things we started to look at was what was the role of legislation. So yes, of the properties, up to very, very high percentage of them had already planning, 70% plus already applying, but actually the planning had fallen through. So planning is not an issue, or likewise legislation. We have the existing measures, and for what we're trying to do is encourage detailed mapping, which is what we're doing. So mapping within 2 kilometres of the central island, then from that, adding those that we map onto a derelict register, and then from there start applying the existing measure around the Derelict Sites Act to do with levies. So if we start applying the existing levies to the existing derelict sites, we would obviously be able to bring in quite a lot of money every year. And that could be the basis for creating a team, for example, one-stop shop. I know people like Orla Hegarty have called for this, one-stop shop, to really start address this and turn it into an economic opportunity. Because for us, really, this is it's damaging the economy. It's damaging the people who live in the cities. It's not making cities livable, you know, with all the dereliction and the vacancy. And we're not realising the potential.
We're going to have to leave it there for this evening, but thank you so much for joining us, and I would urge people to take a look at your Twitter account, because some really interesting and sort of haunting pictures really of the derelict sites that you've spotted around Cork City. That's Frank O'Connor's Twitter site, and also Tom Gilligan, thank you for joining us and for telling us about your own website, vacanthomes.ie. A very interesting conversation, and no doubt one that we'll come back to. Thank you both.